Now, it seems that running a half marathon just isn't enough anymore. For a lot of people, it has to be an obstacle course through rivers of mud, dressed as a sumo wrestler, while eating a pizza and drinking some beer. They call it a themed run or a running tour. And these themed runs and running tours are springing up all over the UK. You can pay a lot to take part in them. Our reporter Kate Holdsworth has been investigating. She headed to one particular themed run in North London.
It seems like runners these days will do actually anything to distract from the fact that they're, well, running. Whew. You can take running tours, like the Rock and Roll Liverpool Marathon, enjoyed by some of the fitter Beatles fans. And in London, you can even solve a murder mystery over 13 miles.
I felt like I wanted to do a run, and this sounded like quite something that seemed quite good fun, so I thought, why not?
And we're from South London, and we don't come ever to North London ever, so...
Yeah. Most of the people we've seen going around, I think it's more about the fun piece rather than the running piece.
We run half marathons all the time, so we just decided that this would be a bit more
fun.
A fun run rather than a competition, yeah.
It sort of takes away from the actual run itself. It sort of takes away from the pain that you're feeling while you're running and the heat and everything, and just sort of makes you enjoy the day, really.
Now, it's not cheap. This is about 50 quid plus booking. Are you happy to pay prices like that?
Everything's so expensive these days. Like, I think you're paying more for the experience with your friends. So you could spend 50 quid in a night out easily. And this is London. You can spend over that, actually. Depends, if it goes above 50 quid, that's when you're thinking, what, that's too much, like the suffer mod of 80 quid. For me, that I think that would be too much.
It's not miles more expensive than entering a standard half marathon anyway, in my experience, and you get your free t-shirt and you get your, you know, whatever else. I think it's more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is more interesting. More,
you don't normally spend a lot of money when you go running, so once in a while it's okay.
Yeah, I'm perfectly happy spending a bit of money on this. As you said, other runs are so cheap, such a cheap hobby.
Welcome everyone to the 10th of June 1873. Yesterday, as we've heard, there was a terrible fire which burned Alexandra Palace to the ground only 16 days after its grand opening ceremony.
Participants have to run from location to location, gathering clues and interviewing suspects, and then try and come up with a who, what, where, why and how while running on this particularly hot day.
And it was in that cellar that we found our last body. Physicians have examined the body and identified it as that of a 40-year-old male. However, curiously, they found that the cause of death was not fire, but in fact a stab wound to the heart.
I think I'm just going to walk for a bit.
I'm Sir John Kelk, the esteemed Conservative politician, and I was horrified to see our beautiful Alexandra Palace burn to the ground. Someone with a great personal stake in it, someone who's invested a lot of money, I'm really out of pocket. That was horrible news, and it was awful to learn of the murder that took place as well.
Things like this, runs with an alternative goal or challenge, are growing in popularity. Figures from Sport England show that the number of people who took part in an obstacle course last year, that includes things like tough mudder runs, almost doubled to 400,000 compared to the year before. Well, Vanessa Cain-Tate is the founder of Secret Runs in London. Vanessa, shall we try and catch up with some of the people who are ahead of us on the race?
Yeah, definitely.
So, Vanessa, how did it come about?
Well, it originally started as a running tour company. So we were meant to run around London and tell people about its history. And so we set up a website, set up our social media, and then nothing really happened. Had the launch party and I thought, well, do you know what? I can do better than a few drinks in a pub. I'm going to write a 5K murder mystery run around 16th century Southwark. And actually 90 people came to that, and we didn't know loads of the people that came. They were just people who had found us in Time Out and various other places. And we finished that and tried to tell people, do you know what, now what we're doing is running tours. And they said, no, we want more murders. And so I've spent the last 2.5 years writing murder mysteries around various parts of London.
Why do you think people are sort of drawn to doing something like a murder mystery while running 13 miles on a ridiculously hot day like today?
Well, I suppose we didn't know it was going to be a ridiculously hot day. I think why people say that they like doing it is that they get to see a part of London that they might not normally see. They get to learn a little bit about its history. So I always set it in my favourite quirk of London's history. So, you know, the time that Peter the Great moved to Russia and caused absolute carnage, or in this one, the time that Alexandra Palace was built they had their opening ceremony and then it burned down 16 days later. And I think really just a distraction from actually doing the running, isn't it?
Well, that seems to be the theme from talking to a lot of people. It's like they like to be distracted from the fact that they're actually doing exercise. And I can see why, because it's really warm. And also running's really hard, as we can probably hear from me.
So many people say that they ran their first 10K with us. And how cool is that, that they did that? You know, when I set this up, I didn't even think that I'd encourage people to run. I thought it would just be people that like running would come and do it. But how great that they see something and it's a hook for them to come running rather than it being a bit intimidating to sign up to a 10K or a half marathon where all that matters is the time.
So how many people take part in these things? How many people took part today?
There was 90 today. So we get normally between 60 and 150 is the most we've had signed up for one.
And it's about £50 a pop, isn't it? So it must be a decent earner, right?
No, I don't really make very much money from it. Because lots of people signed up for early bird, so it was 30-something. And then by the time you've bought the T-shirts, the medals, got things to go in the goodie bags, paid the actors, bought the costumes, then there's not really very much left at all.
So, one more question. Did the butler do it?
There was no butler.
Okay, who done it then?
It was his wife.
It was the wife.
It was the wife.
It was the wife.
It's always the wife.